Welcome everyone to another episode of Revolution Recap. We had a bonus episode for you today. Seth McComber and Sam Minton interviewed John Bell about being selected by St. Louis and reflecting on his time in New England with the Revolution. They did post an article on it at www.thebentmusket.com, which is available right now, but we have the full audio of the interview right here with some extended stuff in case you missed it. Special thanks to Sam and Seth for letting us use the audio, and thank you to John Bell for his time. Also, a special thanks to our sponsor, Galasso Kits. They are doing their Black Friday sale right now, so everything in their store is 25% off. No promo code needed. Go check them out at galassokits.com and get some of your Christmas shopping done. Again, 25% off everything in the store. No promo code is needed. Speaking of Black Friday, as a reminder, please check out the Rebellion's USA England Watch Party on Black Friday at Flynn's in Mansfield. Doors will open at 1 p.m. and they have door prizes and free samples from Shoveltown Brewery. Everyone is welcome, non-Rebellion members and Rebellion members alike, so please go check that out. Flynn's in Mansfield, Black Friday, doors open at 1 p.m. for the USA England Watch Party. And finally, I would like to ask you again, please, please, please leave us a review on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you are listening. Reviews are the best way to help us grow and help people find our content. We're one of the only outlets out there that cover the Revs throughout the offseason. We plan to have some more content in the coming weeks and months. We have game recaps for the USA World Cup games coming up. We're going to have some more interviews, and we're going to be breaking down Revs news when it comes to you this offseason. So if you appreciate our show, please take a few minutes, give us a review on iTunes and Spotify, and if you could, tell a friend, spread the word, let people know that we exist and there is, in fact, year-round coverage. And if you want to support us further, please make sure you're following us on social media at Revolution Recap on Twitter and Instagram. Make sure you like our Revolution Recap Facebook page. I'm sure Twitter is not disappearing overnight or anytime this week, but in case it does, make sure you're following us on Instagram and Facebook. And if you want to go further than that, please consider donating to our Patreon, patreon.com/revolutionrecap. Every dollar goes back into the podcast and helps us keep it going. So you can donate as little as $1 a month if you'd like to support us further. And with that being said, here is Sam and Seth with John Bell.
Start off, you're heading to St. Louis. What are your feelings about this opportunity, and how do you feel about joining this new expansion club?
It's great. It's a great feeling. Honestly, last Friday when I heard the news, at first I was kind of, sad just because I was leaving Boston, because, this is my first professional team, and, I know everybody here, I'm comfortable here, but speaking with my family, my friends, and, I talked to some of my teammates beforehand about it, and they were all really happy for me, and, that kind of made me feel even better, but just knowing and understanding that it's a good opportunity for myself.
I'm curious, I honestly don't really know much about the timeline before you got picked. I was watching along on the live stream, you following along to see what would happen. I'm imagining you had some sort of conversations with St. Louis representatives beforehand. If you did, what was that like? And when did you know that you were going to be picked?
It's funny because, honestly, I really didn't pay attention leading up to it about the whole protection stuff. One of my boys told me about it, that I wasn't on the protected. I said, oh, okay. But for me, honestly, it didn't even cross my mind as I would have come up as a thought to get picked. And Friday morning, I was waking up to actually go into the rest facility to do some training. And as I was walking in, I got a phone call from, and usually I'll be honest, when people call me and it's from a location I'm not really sure of, I usually just don't answer. But I saw it said St. Louis, Missouri on it, and I was like, oh, wow, I feel like it was them. And sure enough, I picked up the phone, and they called me and said they were going to pick me later on that night.
What did they say they liked about you? Has there been a conversation about why they picked you?
They had been watching me closely, I guess, the past couple months, and, really liked the way I – style that I played and how I was playing and center back and left back. So it was good to feel wanted also by other teams in the league, but also know that, every time you go out there, people are watching closely to see how you play the game.
You mentioned you were heading into the Revolution Training Center. What was it like to know that you were no longer be part of the Revolution? Were there goodbyes that you've had? What was that conversation with teammates and staff since saying goodbye? Was there anyone that in particular you're going to miss?
I mean, I'm gonna miss the whole group of guys. One of my favorite things about this team was that we all got along, regardless of age. You know, we all had interests that we could share and relate to, you know, aside from the soccer. And, you know, that honestly helped to, you know, have a good friendship with everybody on the team.
John, I think one thing that's great about you is that you've played a lot of minutes and you've caught in the eyes of a lot of people. I mean, I think that we're talking about you obviously a lot in the hashtag. Reds fans are talking about you. But I noticed a guy like David Goss and a guy like Matt Doyle talking about how you're a player who could probably step into a lot of teams and play. And right now with the Revolution, it doesn't seem like you had that ability because Andrew Farrell's there, Henny Kessler's there. And maybe there's a possibility of somebody else coming in. For you as a youngish player who's trying to get minutes, how does it feel to have this opportunity? A team wants you, possibility to get more minutes. How does that feel?
Yeah, like I said, it feels great, you know, to be wanted and to know that, you know, all those times where, you know, even though I had limited minutes, you know, I made big enough of a difference to catch someone's eye. So honestly, like I said, I understand and I know that it's a really great opportunity for myself. And, you know, it's going to be on me to embrace it and take that challenge head on.
And then, you know, also too, John, just kind of being able to go to an expansion side, you know, it kind of offers a fresh start and getting to go to a new place, even though I don't know if you've seen it. Taylor Twellman has been posting a lot about his hometown club. So what does it mean for you to be able to kind of go to a club where it's growing from the roots and being able to be a part of a birth of a club?
I think it's going to be a great experience. You know, like I said, I've never been in this position before, so everything that's going to be coming at me is going to be new. But, I mean, I've seen they just released the jersey. It looks dope. The stadium, the facility, everything looks amazing. So it's going to be a great experience.
Yeah, and then obviously, too, you know, like we said, you've really become a fan favorite. So I guess what will you miss most specifically about the fans? And, you know, they definitely welcomed you with open arms. So what will it be like, you know, one day possibly come back to New England and, you know, not be wearing the Revolution jersey?
Yeah, I hope when the schedule comes out, I'll play off, I'll be honest. But, I'm definitely going to miss the fans. You know, they always, you know, showed a lot of support. And even at times where, especially this season where, you know, it was really just a roller coaster, you know, it just shows that the fans care because they want their team to win and succeed. And that's part of the game. But, I'm definitely going to miss the engagement that I had with the fans and the support that would show me in my messages and stuff like that.
And, you know, I know you definitely said that you'll miss, you know, the entire roster. You know, you were able to bond with them, but especially guys like Andrew Farrell, DeLon Jones, Brandon Bye, those members of the back line. I guess, what will you miss most about them?
Yeah, just that relationship that we all had off the field. Because I think, you know, you go in every day and you see these guys and you train with them and then you go home. And, you know, it can become kind of like just coworkers, but then when you guys actually, you know, talk, you know, and see each other outside of training and stuff like that and go out to eat and go places together, it makes the bond and the chemistry and the team really great. So, you know, just that energy that I had around those guys and how it was always positive vibes.
And then, you know, also, too, just being able to be coached by someone like Bruce Arena and, you know, the various coaches. Obviously, Bruce has a long resume with plenty of accolades. I guess, what will be your lasting memory of being able to be coached by him and, you know, learn about the game of soccer from him?
Yeah, you know, a lot of stuff that he's taught me and told me about that I think is going to carry on, you know, anywhere I play. He gave me a lot of good pointers, you know, being a young player and also, you know, playing professional soccer in a position that I'm still learning. You know, he gave me a lot of pointers and stuff that I'm going to carry on with me.
Yeah, and then finally, last question for me. I don't know if Seth has any more, but, you know, you did kind of mention, you know, going to St. Louis, they're going to have some great facilities. They're going to have that stadium. Obviously, you've had the experience of playing at Gillette. Just what are you most excited about? You know, are you even just excited or does it make a difference? You know, going to a place like St. Louis is going to have a soccer-specific stadium. You know, it seems like the vibes are going to be great. So what does it mean for you as a player to kind of go from a big you know, humongous football stadium like Gillette to being able to play at a soccer-specific stadium in St. Louis.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Speaking with the sporting director and the coach there, they've told me that St. Louis is a big soccer city. I already know that the first game there, the fan section is going to be crazy and the energy in there is going to be crazy. And it's going to be awesome to just be in that environment and soak it all in.
John, if you don't mind, just a few more questions, Sam. Going to jog my memory a little bit. I'm curious, what's your favorite, this is a loaded question, what's your favorite memory, favorite moment as a Revolution player?
I probably have to say definitely last year against New York when I scored my first professional goal. Just because I had a lot of my family was in the crowd. So it was special that I got to enjoy that moment, not just with my teammates, but also a good portion of my family members.
Did you get to keep the ball or anything like that from that moment?
Yeah, that too. I kept the ball in the jersey and the whole team last year signed it. So it was a really great moment.
What about your interaction with the fans? Is there a moment in particular with the fans that you really hold on to?
You know, there was a lot. I would say definitely, you know, at the end of our home games, when we're walking to our cars in the parking lot, and there's that, I don't know what you would call it, but that just section where everyone's, you know, waiting for the players to come out and have signed autographs. So I just always thought that moment was dope just because, you know, you get to be that close with the fans and you know, exchange a couple words back between each other. That'd probably be my favorite moment of, you know, after the games.
You mentioned Bruce Arena. I'm curious. There's so many awesome stories about Bruce Arena. Sam and I have been part of those stories. We've heard those stories from various players. I know that Henry Kessler has done a really great Bruce Arena impression. Hey, I would love it if you gave me a Bruce Arena impression. You don't have to, but I would love to hear a good story about Bruce Arena or maybe the greatest piece of advice that you're going to hold on to from Bruce Arena.
Yeah, sorry. You're not going to get that out of me. I'll say one thing that he always said to me as a defender was it was just basically like don't stand in space. This is a space doesn't defend, you defend. So that's probably the word of advice I'd take with me anywhere I go.
Have you heard the story? There's a really great story that he told to, I think it was Dan Gargan, and it's like halftime, and he goes, "Where are you defending?" And Dan Gargan says, "I'm defending the space." And he goes, "Well, BWP is the lead goal scorer. Why don't you defend him, not the space?" And I just love that. Any Bruce Arena story is really amazing, in my opinion. Just to kind of to wrap up here, I am curious. I want to go back to the mention about being unprotected. Was there any conversation about why you were unprotected or why that happened? And has there been any conversation about you leaving the club from Bruce Arena or any of the higher ups?
No, there was no heads up or anything like that pertaining to, you know, me being unprotected. You know, going in and speaking with the staff, you know, after it all happened, say, you know, it was equal. You know, I was sad to leave, and the coaching staff and facility guys felt the same way, so.
Once again, I want to thank Sam Minton and Seth McComber of the Bent Musket and John Bell for this interview. And once again, I want to give a shout out to Glosso Kits, 25% off everything in their store through Black Friday, and The Rebellion, who will be hosting their USA England watch party at Flynn's in Mansfield on Black Friday. Doors open at 1 p.m. We will be back next Monday recapping the USA Wales World Cup game. World Cup starting this weekend. Very, very excited, and we're excited to bring some extended United States national team coverage to you as well. So until then, thank you for listening, everyone, and go Revs.